Well, as David Hunt of PGIM just told us, a lot of his clients are allocating money to private equity. Brian Sazzi, it's kind of ironic then what private equity is doing with that money.
They are definitely starting to put it to work, Julian. Some new, fun, interesting data out of the folks at S&P Global Market Intelligence caught my eyes this morning, noting how much cash, or as it's commonly called, dry powder, that is capital committed to private equity firms that has not been used yet. So 25 private equity firms currently hold $509.8 billion of this dry powder, essentially money they could be putting to work soon, or at least before year end, potentially, on potential acquisitions. Number one on this list, Blackstone, with $43.2 billion, KKR a close second at $42.8 billion. And to your point, yes, PE has been putting a lot of money to work so far this year. First 6 months of the year, PE has spent $500 billion to do deals. More than 6,300 deals were announced in the first half of this year. That's according to data from Refinitiv. And really, the biggest deal so far has been Medline. Medline is a seller of supplies to hospitals, if I can get it out there. That was a $34 billion deal announced in June. Carlyle and Blackstone were the leaders in that deal. But again, you do get the sense, given that the amount of dry powder these companies do have, we could be seeing some pretty large, significant headline-grabbing deals from the PE space into year, and they have to put this money to use.
This is like the big boy version of the SPACs, though, right? They have to put the money to use. I mean, they don't have to. They could return the money to their LPs after, you know, certain periods pass. Now, they're certainly incentivized to put the money to work. But I think you run the numbers here, Sazzy, and I'm looking, you know, at this story from S&P, hit the inbox yesterday. So $510 billion, right, is out there. And it gets to a similar conversation with the SPAC, which is, does the math even make it work, right? So, okay, you can have one PE deal. Let's say somehow you get to an $80 billion PE deal, which, by the way, isn't the amount of capital that the PE shops would deploy, right? They have $510 billion to deploy. Of course, that's going to be leveraged as part of a deal. So really, we're talking about $500 billion times 10, times 12, based on the multiple trillions of dollars of value.
Love
that
it.
Could be
Love
deployed. It. Yeah, but the math doesn't work. They're not going to be, these companies aren't going to come together to buy Apple or buy all the FANGs, which are about $5 trillion of market cap, right? There's not enough money. There's not enough targets out there, in my opinion, for this capital to ultimately get deployed. It's the same thing with the SPACs. There's too much money in these vehicles and not enough companies that are viable to be taken public at this point in their life cycle. Now, there are some other things that you could do with that capital. You don't necessarily only have to buy out, you know, companies. It's not 100% buyout funds. But again, doing some very rough math, I think while the dry powder conversation is now going on, what do you think, guys, year seven? We're doing year eight of how much dry powder is out there. We still have, you know, barely eclipsed the TXU deal from 2007. And so I'm just starting to look at it and just the math just isn't, I'm just not getting there in terms of there being enough targets for all this capital to be deployed.
Well, you're right. I don't think Blackstone is going to go out and offer $5 trillion for Apple. The bigger takeaway here, but I think the bigger takeaway is here, could we see more really large, sizable deals like a Medline? That is a $34 billion acquisition of a very attractive company. Could we see more $50 billion deals? Sure. I think that the other takeaway is that you're going to see more deals into your end. Will you see another 6,300 deals like we saw in the first half? Maybe not, but 5,000 deals, that's a lot of deals. That puts overall deals, over 10,000 from the PE shops alone this year? That's impressive stuff.
Well, and like with the SPACs, because of this law of large numbers, if you're going to see a lot of deals, some of them are not going to be so great. I think that's the conclusion here. Maybe, you know, you have all this money you got to put to work. Maybe you don't always make the best decisions with it, which we'll see how that works out for some of these PE investors.